Hello, hello, hello. This is your girl Lorna B here. Want to check in with you, see how you're doing on this holiday. Happy Dependent Day to all my savvy people. You might say, what is she talking about, Dependent Day? But if you know me and you know my page and you follow me on Facebook and Instagram, which I hope you do, and if you don't, I would like to encourage you to do it. I think you'll like it. I'm saying Dependent Day because right now America truly needs to be dependent on God. We have turned our backs away, so to speak. When I say we, don't mean me personally, but I believe the government, a lot of people have, and we just need to go back to God first and put God first and keep voting and making good decisions and treat people the way we want to be treated, with kindness and love and sharing and giving. And that's why I say dependent, because we really need to be dependent on God right now to bring some joy, peace, and love and happiness to America, because that's not what we're about right now, and that's what we're supposed to be about. Yes, it's 4th of July. Yes, it's Independence Day. That's the holiday. Yes, I'm loving being off work and spending time with my family, with my children. But and I do thank God for allowing me to live in America for 37 years and to have freedom, somewhat, some type of freedom, but it can get better. And that's why I believe that I've been posting Dependent Day, because I depend on God. I don't depend on Donald Trump. I don't depend on Democrats, Republicans. I don't d depend on the police. I don't depend on the mayors, the governors. I depend on God when it comes to my life and my children's life and my husband's and our health and strength and safety. And when it comes to our finances and to insurance and to the well-being of the immigrants, I'm praying, but I'm also doing my part in sharing information on my page, Savvy Living with Lorna B. And I'm also going to do my part and say, whenever I can vote, I'm always going to be there to vote, because the local votes make a difference. Not just the big presidential votes and all that stuff, but the local votes is where it starts and it makes a difference. So please check out my page today. I have a lot of depending on God and a prayer for America. So I would love for you guys to check it out on Facebook and Instagram, Savvy Living with Lorna B. And also make this podcast one of your favorites if you haven't, Savvy Living with Lorna B. Really quickly, I want to talk about the American flag, because today, if you're on any social media, the colors you'll be seeing is red, white, and blue, our American flag. And like I said, please don't get it twisted when I put dependent, happy Dependent Day, because yes, I love America. This is where I'm born and raised. Right now, I don't want to go anywhere. I've been thinking about Canada. I've been thinking about going to Canada. But right now, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm thankful for. It could always be worse, but we just want to make it better. And I'm not going to say great again, because it really hasn't been great. I'm just going to keep it real, Donald Trump. But we need to make it better. And with God and with people loving everyone, no matter what color, no matter what race, creed, or whatever your background, treating everyone like a human, it can get better. But going back to the red, white, and blue, those are the colors that you're going to see all the time. Me particularly today, I have on black and white. My little girls, so mama, you just love black. I do. I love the color black. I love the color white. My son has on all black. My daughter has on pink and black, because she's 7 years old. Anybody who has a 7-year-old know their favorite colors. Little girl, pink. And she said, mommy, pink and anything unicorn colors, with all kind of colors and sparkly and shiny. So that's what she wanted to rock today. But I have enjoyed seeing the whole families with the red, white, and blue. It's beautiful. And I wanted to break down what the colors mean to me, the red, white, and blue of the flag. And when I think about the red, of course, you already know what I'm gonna say. The red to me symbolizes the blood of Jesus Christ. Okay? Jesus Christ came and he died for our sins. Not just my sins, your sins, but all of our sins, because God loves us all no matter what. So when I look at that red, white, and blue on that flag, I think about the blood that was shed for us to be able to have our sins wiped away. Okay? Redemption. God gives us a chance to right our wrongs, to wipe it away so that we can say we'll be with him for eternity. When I look at the white, of course, The white stands for, to me, holiness, okay? And holiness and godliness is just like intertwined. And none of us are perfect, but we're always trying to strive to be more like God, to be more like Jesus. So the white to me stands for holiness and the purity that God has and that only Jesus had. And I think about the purity of Mary because she had never had sex with a man, but she was pregnant with a child. And we know biologically you have to have sex before you become pregnant. But God, because he is so awesome and so amazing, placed that child in her womb and because she was pure. And I'm 37, and Lord knows I'm so far from being perfect, but I'm trying to every day get better with a cleaner heart and a cleaner mind and a cleaner spirit. And it's a struggle. But God knows I'm trying to get there. So that white represents that purity and that holiness of God. Now, blue to me represents faithfulness. And you'll always see me do a hashtag more faith because we can read the word, you can live the word, you can hear the word every Sunday, hear the word daily, hear the word every Wednesday. But do we have the faith to believe that God is going to do what he said he's going to do? And I'm here to tell you, he always does. And if you look back, excuse me, over your life, when has he not did what he said he was going to do? If you do what he tells you to do, and the word is in the Bible. If we line up our lives, amen, thank you, Jesus, and follow his instructions from the Bible, it's amazing. I mean, sometimes you'll just sit there and be like, what? God, but that was you. You came through like that, just like that. From me just praying and trying to do a little bit, okay, you came through like that, God. Okay, that part you did that, Jesus. Okay. Sometimes you just have to look back. So I think about the blue meaning for faithfulness and also authority because God has all the authority. No matter what, he gives us a free will and a choice, but at the end of the day, he has the authority to do whatever he wants to do. And he right now is allowing things to happen in America. People are showing their true colors, and it is what it is, but we got to get back to that faithfulness. And so that's what blue represents: faithfulness, authority, and revelation. I'm just going to sit here and tell you, read Revelation. Read Revelation and check it out. See what you think about that. So those are the colors, red, white, and blue, represent our flag. Once again, the red for the blood of Jesus, washing away our sins. The white for the purity and the holiness of God. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm praying for. I get more into my heart, my spirit, and my mind. Because, Lord, the mind is what controls everything. And I just want more love and more love and a giving spirit. And a thoughtful spirit and a kindness to come into my heart and my mind. And the blue represents the faithfulness, the authority, and the revelation. But I want to really, really think about, want us to think about the faithfulness. Having faith or no matter if things aren't going your way, you still believe that God will do it. Even if he doesn't give you the answer that you want right then and there, you still gonna praise him anyway. Okay, even if nobody else praises him, you're going to praise him. If nobody else is trying to do right or live right, you're going to do it. If nobody else are raising their kids up in the way of the Lord, you're going to still do that. Even if your spouse is acting crazy, you're still going to be the God-fearing wife or husband that you're supposed to be. Even if you're at work and it seems like everybody's doing wrong, but everybody's doing wrong is getting ahead of you. You're still going to do what you're supposed to do in the name. You're still going to make the right decision in the name of Jesus. That's faithfulness. That's sticking with it no matter what. So those are my thoughts on the red, white, and blue. I didn't get on here to preach. I didn't. But it's just deeper than a barbecue. It's deeper than swimming because my kids were in the pool today. It's deeper than getting a cute outfit. I'm not knocking. Y'all know I love clothes, but it's just a little deeper than that. But God does want us to enjoy our families and have a great time. But in everything, let's give thanks to God. Let's give thanks. Let's thank Him for the cute outfits. Let's thank Him for the food. Let's thank Him for the swimming pool. Let's thank Him for the vacations. Let's thank Him for the family. Let's thank Him for America. Let's thank Him. So I'm not knocking it. I'm with the barbecue and the cute food. Cute, Lord, cute food. The cute clothes, the fireworks. We just got finished popping some fireworks. We're getting ready to go see the big fireworks in just a few minutes. I'm with all that. But at the end of the day, we always have to keep God first. We have to acknowledge Him in everything. So that's the red, the white, and the blue. You guys continue to have a great, I just heard a huge firework, a great dependent day. And we just thank God for it. I hope you continue to enjoy your vacation. I know I am. I still have a few more days off work. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So just be safe. Have fun. More blessings, more family, more doing. Remember, fam times are blessed times. Fam times are fun times. Remember, I'm a teacher of life skills as well. I'm a speaker and I'm a host. If anybody you know, principals, teachers, would love for me to come to your school and share a great presentation on all different types of life skills with your middle schoolers or your high schoolers, just please email me. All my information is in my profile, or you can message me on Facebook and Instagram. And I also come to different organizations and, of course, speak about the word of God. Amen. I love you, but most of all, who God loves you. Happy Dependent Day. More blessings. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.